हे कृष्ण। सो थैंक यू फॉर दिस बीइंग विथ विद ऑल ऑफ यू दिस वी गेट टू हियर सो मच अबाउट ऑल ऑफ यू And being on the same planet, see each other so much. You are Durlavs, rare. But we are here today, this morning. You want to sit up here, Maharaj? So we have here maybe one fan could be turned off. Is that this one? Getting too much mercy here. It's too kind. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter 18, 43. Please repeat. सत्त्वमप्यच्युतशीर्ष्णिवन्दितम् सत्त्वं ममाच्युतशीर्ष्णिवन्दितम् सत्त्वं ममाक्ष्णिवन्दितम् कराम्बुजं यथायि सत्त्वताम् कराम्बुजं यत्त्वदधायि सात्वम् बिभर्ष लक्ष्मय मायया बिभर्षि मां लक्ष्मवरण्यमाया क ईश्वरेश्य हितम् उहितुम् विभुर्यति क ईश्वरेश्य हितम् उहितम् विभुर्यति Purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada O infallible one, your lotus palm is source of all benediction. Therefore, your pure devotees worship it, and you very mercifully place your hand on their head. I wish that you may also place your hand on placing on my own hand. Lord's head. For although you already bear insignia on golden streaks of your chest, this honor as merely a kind of false prestige, you show your real mercy to your devotees, not to me. Of course, you are the supreme controller, and no one can understand your motives. Translation: O infallible, in many places they describe the Supreme Personality of Godhead as inclined toward His devotees than toward His who always remains on His chest. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.15 it is Natathame Priyatama Unirna Shankarah nacha Shankarsha Srir Naivatma chaya bhavan. Here Krishna plainly says that his devotees are more dear to him than Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Shankarshan, the original cause of creation, goddess of fortune, or even his own self. Elsewhere, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:20, Sukadev Goswami says, Pambirincho na bhavo na srir apyam sanshraya prasadam lebhi gopi tad prap vimuksidat. The Supreme Lord, who can avoid liberation to anyone, showed more mercy to these than to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, or even Goddess of Fortune, who is his own wife and is associated with body. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam 10:460 also states, Nayam Sriyanganu Nitantarate Prasadaha Swatam Nalina Gandharuchitam Kutonyaha Sotsavesya Bhujadanda Grahita Kanta Labdhasisham Ya Udagad Vrajatinam. The gopis received benedictions from Lord that neither Lakshmi Devi nor the most beautiful in the heavenly planets could attain. In the Rasa Dance, he showed his favor to the most fortunate gopis by placing his on their shoulders and dancing with each of them individually. No one can compare with the gopis who causeless mercy of the Lord. Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, that no one received the real favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead without following the footsteps of the gopis. Even the Goddess of Fortune could not give the same favor as the gopis, although she went severe austerities and penances for us. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discusses this point with Vyankat Bhatt in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 111-131, and there's a many paragraphs here, almost one page of has been quoted is from that dialogue, which took place, you were just there, Sri Rangam. So this brings you back to Sri Rangam. Back to Sri Rangam. You have to be there and listen to this dialogue. Lord inquired from Vyankat Bhatt, Your will goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, always remains on the chest of Narayan, and she is certainly the most chaste woman in the creation. My lord is Lord Sri Krishna, a cowherd boy engaged in tending the cows. Why is it that Lakshmi, being such a chaste wife, wants us, my lord, just to associate with me, abandoned all transcendental happiness, Vaikunth, and for a long time accepted vow and the regulative principles and performed unlimited. Vyankat Bhatt replied, Lord Krishna and Lord Narayan are one and the same, but the pastimes of Krishna are more relishable. Sportive nature, they are very pleasing to Krishna's shes. Since Krishna and Narayan are both the same personality, Lakshmi's association with Krishna did not break any vows of chastity. Rather, it was in great fun that this of fortune wanted to associate with Lord Krishna. The goddess considered her vow of chastity would not be damaged, her relationship with Krishna. Rather than associating with Krishna, she could enjoy the benefit of rasa dance. If she wanted to enjoy herself with Krishna, what is? Why are you joking? So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, I know there is no fault in goddess of fortune, but still enter into rasa dance. We hear this from reveals. The authorities of the Vedic knowledge met Lord Ramachandra in Dandakaranya, and by their austerities, they were allowed to enter into the rasa. But can you tell me why the goddess of fortune could not get that opportunity? To this replied, I cannot enter into the mystery of it. I am an ordinary living entity, living being. Intelligence is limited, and I am always disturbed. How can I understand the pastimes of Supreme Lord? Deeper than millions of oceans, Lord Chaitanya. Lord Krishna has a specific characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart. Because of his personal conjugal love, by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of planet Brajalok or Golok Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter at his feet of Krishna. However, the inhabitants of the planet do not know that Lord Krishna is Supreme Personality of God, unaware that Krishna is Supreme Lord of Vrindavan, like Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, and the gopis treat Krishna as their beloved son or lover. Mother Yashoda accepts him as her son, sometimes binds him to a grinding mortar. Krishna's cowherd is an ordinary boy and get up on the shoulders. In Golok Vrindavan, no one has a desire than to love. The conclusion is that one cannot associate Krishna unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitants of Brajabhumi. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered directly, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, who are unalloyed devotees of the Lord. So quite a verse. Mysterious. Not only Guhya. Is it Guhyatar? No, it is Guhyatam. Very, very confidential. Subject matter. Meant, of course, understand or know Krishna. This is the kind of Krishna he is. And of course, not only then, only when we are his devotees and their devotion to their Lord. They have said Supreme Lord. But They do not even know. They don't care to know whether their Lord is supreme or not supreme. And knowing that He is supreme, my Lord, that's all that I care of. Devotees. No devotees, not devotees of demigods, or why should we even speak of devotees of politicians of this world? They also have devotees. They also have chums. And is somebody's devotee. And if there's, you have always your dog, that you could become of your dog. So, of dog devotees, of politicians, devotees of demigods, and your devotee of Narayan in Vaikunth. And finally, you are devotee of Sri Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. 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 Oh, I have Bilamanga. Oh, I have come. Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Oh, Vrindavan. Krishna in Vrindavan is special. Devotees in Vrindavan are special. So, this is helping us to know Krishna in Vrindavan. Krishna in Vrindavan. Their love for each other. Lakshmi is sitting on the chest of the Lord. But gopis are sitting in the heart of the Lord. Being on the chest, that is no small position. But to be inside, right in the heart. Sadhavo rudayam mayam. Devotees are in my heart, they are my heart, and I am in their heart. So Lakshmi is close as just on the surface. Is inside, and just the cover of the heart, the top of the heart. See, just floating on the top there. Not able to get in. Enter the heart of the Lord. Hence the difference. Kamya kachid upasana vraja vadhu vargya kalpita. Maha Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam. This is of the Lord. You want to follow in the first devotee? Yes, yes. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the footsteps of Vraja Vadhu Vargena Ya Pita. Vraja Vadhu Varga. Vraja Vadhu. These of Vrindavan. The damsels of Vrindavan. Cowherd girls of Vrindavan. They are the ideal devotees. The topmost devotees. Most dear devotees of the Lord. And if you want to follow in the footsteps, Mahajano Sapanthaha. The gopis. Mahajan. And Radharani, our leader. The devotion by these gopis, Radharani. Wondering, oh, what? So much love, so much affection. For what for? And what is it? I want to understand all of this. Lord became very, very anxious to know. Anxious to know Radharani. What is in her heart, her mind? What kind of vision she has? I want to know my devotees. And leader of all the devotees is Radharani. He wanted to know and be a devotee and read life of being a devotee. Lord appeared, assuming the mood of Radharani and the complexion of Naomi Krishnam. Unto that Swarup, that Krishna, I offer my obeisances. Assume the mood of Radharani and complexion of Radharani. Understand Radharani, the topmost devotee. So that's very confidential. Even Lord has hard time to understand this matter. The devotion of his pure, unalloyed. Anadhanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam, va jagadish. This is nothing to give up. Dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavitam. But many more things are to be given up. And these gopis are even sometimes ready to give up their life. As a flute was being played by Sri Krishna, the gopis were rushing, running. Most of them succeeded, escape. But some of them were caught, surrounded. Hey! They tried, but pitas and patis, pati, not pati, one wife, not just one, pati. So they couldn't, so they decided to give up. I give my existence, my body. You have it. You go. And they rush. They gave up their body. They died for Krishna. And they ran. Described such gopi gave up their bodies. Want to be with Krishna. While others were still walking around, those gopis were first one to be there. So they are even ready to do anything. Body is a stumbling block. I get rid of anything, everything. Thing is to give up the pride. It's also the difficulty in this pastime, which has been this pastime of Lakshmi in Sri Ban, in Vrindavan, performing austerities, tapasya, and his Nagpatnis during his mental of Priya, Nagpatnis, as they were offering prayers, they remember, oh, how come our husband, Kau Vashyati, what is this result of Renus, what is that? Paraha. The dust of your lotus feet, head of our husband. Oh, we have that Lalana, Sri Lalana, Charit Tapaha. She perform austerities some for long time. Vihaya. Kamna gave up all comforts, as it is mentioned in this purport also. She gave up all comforts, comforts of wake up, and she has come to the forest, and no server, no one is around, and performing austerities, and this. But how come? She did not get the dust, but our husband is lots of dust of your lotus feet. Giving up pride. Kaliya decided to surrender. As Krishna was dancing on the 100 hurdya, he was dancing. There was a music was on in the sky. The drums were being beaten. as Lord had did the dance, immediately the music started. The drum. It's a big, grand show there. In the middle of the lake, the audience was all around on the banks. And of course, they were not interested in any performance. They were kind of half dead or collapsed or unconscious and so many things. But there was some kind of word. They were there. And more were up high, full sky with the demigods and Lord wins, and he starts dancing and whichever hood, showing still some life of, sign of life around and kicking alive. Lord would just foot right on that hood. Then he would kind of, with his sing, his looking sidelong and which hood jumped there. And like that, he was crushing one hood after other hood, another hood. And the Nagpatnis were at some point thinking, yes, yeah, right. He's not surrendering. He is not a devotee. He must be killed. Yes, he must meet the death. This is the right thing to do. Kill him. Kill him. But there was a point in the life and that as he was getting kick after kick after kick, and some satsang he had done in the past reminded him, one should be surrendering unto the Supreme Lord, realizing this kind of kicking power must be of the Supreme. I better take shelter of this person. And he was ready for bow down, Mister. This Mister was thinking of bowing down. And at that point only, and of course more things, he was vomiting blood and he was helpless and all, but within, he was surrendered, soul also surrendered. So from non-surrender mood of surrender, while he was not surrendered, the patni, the wives are thinking, kill him, kill him. But as soon as kind of surrendered soul, immediately started offering prayer to the Lord. Thank you, you are given even dust of your lotus feet. You are very kind. You did not give this to Lakshmi, but our husband has received such. So why not to Lakshmi? Why not to Lakshmi? And not surrendered, and what kind of surrender that Lord expects? Unto the Lord or surrender, but also to surrender to his devotee, devotee of devotee of devotee, dasa dasanu. Thus as one becomes, then that person attracts the attention of the Lord and of the Lord. So ramya ka chidupasana vraja vadhu vargina ya kalpit Chaitanya Mahaprabhur matamidam. Chaitanya Mahalo, in the footsteps of gopis, Vrajabadhu, is not so. And to enter rasa dance, of course, you need not gopis or being subordinate to the gopi. You have to be subordinate to another devotee, another. Then you fit into that whole big tea, gopis, rasa dance, and serving Krishna that way. Ei nivedana dhara sakhi rata kara seva adhikara diye dasi. This is the prayer. Every day we are offering. Oh, Tulsi Krishna, prayasi namo namaha. You are so very deep that he puts you around your Tulsi Hara Gala Kase Pitamvara Avade Nirantara Hechidha. Right around his neck. Someone will, you hold that person around your neck. He's hanging on your neck, embracing and hanging, and those things are God. Very dear. You put that very, you're close to your heart. Heart is here, you put close to her. So, Tulsi. So, a Nivedanadhar, I humbly pray, O Tulsi Devi, Vrinda Devi, role. Now, the leading gopi, she has almost status of Radharani. She is very significant. So, a Nivedanadhar, Sakira Anugata Kara, Anugata, Anugata. I want to go, anu means behind somebody. Anugata karo. Please make me a follower of a damsel of Braj. Adhikar diye kara nija dasi. And give me adhikar, eligibility. When would I be served the Lord? When would I have seva adhi anugata karo? As one becomes the follower of a gopi. And of course, for us, we cannot. Well, Tulsi is there in front of us. We pray to her. But still, we don't have direct connection. We go to temple commander and say, do you have some service for me? Or we go to temple president. Or we go to governing body of ISKCON, his ultimate manager, coordinator of services. And like that, that is one parampara. Managerial parampara and the spiritual are spiritual. And they are connected to Prabhupada. So we pray to Prabhupada and like that. Ultimately, those who are nikunjayu no rati keli siddhyai ayalibhir yukti rapekshaniya. Forest nikunja, where two of them, vine couple, they are wandering. Kunja bihari. Someone makes arrangement, this arrangement, that arrangement. Expert devotees. Rupa Manjari or that, or this gopi, that gopi. These are kind of acharyas we have. They are part of that team, and then they come down and give us all the guidance, directions. So as we connect ourselves through this para, then our prayer ultimately is heard. And so following in the footsteps of devotees, anugata kara. Ala Gopinath ki Lalita Vishadi Jata Sakhi Vrinda. And Agyaya Pakeva Charanaravinda. Narottam Das Thakur. When I go to Radha and Krishna, Krishna Parnamor. Jugala Kishore, I will go, where I will go, once I go, what I will do. What will I do? Begin doing all these things. He says, oh, they will hear. Lalita Vishakha Adi. So many sakhis there. And what I will do, I will take permission. Their approval. Only I will enter that service. Not that I just get out of here. No, different mode. Even talking like this doesn't sound right. No one cannot think like this. Prabhu, Prabhu. Almost become non-existent. Like Jagannath, as he couldn't bear. I can't. No, it's too much. No. I think, hey, so much. They're feeling so much separation from us. Just because of me, I'm the cause. Suffering of the residents of Vrindavan. No, I can't. ears go inside. Oh, oh no. His eyes are becoming amazed. Oh, really? Oh, his eyes are becoming bigger and bigger. Oh, no, no. Something like that. Miriam. So, Bodhi has to become very, very humble. No material existence. In other words, no material existence. No. Two persons were going, one after the other. I just heard the person walking, and the person behind, they're good people. They were, in fact, they were devotees, practitioners of Krishna consciousness. The mind was, I don't know. So he was beating ahead of him. This person was just walking. And this person was time to time. And this person not taking that as an insult, or he just playing transcendental and beating is going on. So this person was testing. Let me see now. A really test. Is it still there, that ego? False pride, the bodily concept still there? Was being whether. Hey, you hit me! Prabhupada's example. The car. You rascal, you hit me! I didn't hit you. Because that person himself with the body, but he is now identifying with the car. As if the car is he. I am the car! You hit me, rascal! You hit me! So this person was kind of passing that. He was getting beaten up, but at one point, he turned around and he said, what you are is not in there. That for the pride, those things are not in there. But you said it is not in there. That thought is there. It's very subtle things. He said, it's not, what you're looking for is not in there. But this person said, but you are aware that is there. I got you. So not only you become free from he, but you don't even happens. I'm proud because of we are pure devotees. We are proud being pure devotees. I am a pure devotee. So I'm being pure devotee. But such a thing is it of what? Being a pure devotee. No. No pride. It doesn't even remember. Think. And of course he only thinks being humble. Or someone, Prabhupada, I'm the most fallen. He said, you are most of nothing. You are not most fallen. This person wants to take a position. If someone says, I'm fallen, but someone is more, I can end it. No! He is more fallen. I want to be. My position has to be most fallen. So someone says, I am most fallen. You are not most of anything. You are somewhere. So again, most. So, In conclusion, Prabhupada says, is that one cannot associate with unless he has fully received the favor of the inhabitant me. Therefore, if one wants to be delivered by Krishna, he must take to the service of the residents of Vrindavan, devotees of the Lord. So, But we have also bring Krishna. Our temples are Vrindavan. Radhanath is here, Radha Ras Bihari there, Radha Giridhari there. This is our Vrindavan, non-different of Golok Vrindavan. And being in Vrindavan, just try to fit into this of Vrindavan, following in the footsteps. You had only Radha Gopinath. You added Lalita and Vishakha. So how many more could you add? They were there. Radha Gopinath was there. Lalita and Vishakha, they were also there. They just manifested. And there are a lot many more. And from Braj around Krishna. Alone. So those devotees. And there's a new batch is trying to get in there. Some part of that team. So following in the footsteps, team are our acharyas. Minagataha, they have gone. Srila Prabhupada, they're part of that team. And we follow in the footsteps of these acharyas, these devotees. And they are following. We are following them. And by following and following, we enter that spirit. The goal, which is even higher than the Vaikuntha spirit, the bhakti is what is being talked here. By practicing. What is the other kind? Raganuga and Vaidhi Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti. That leads you to Vaikuntha. But Raga Anuga. Raga Anuga. Raga Anuga. To the realm of Braj and become Anu. Again, follow. Ga means to go. Following in the footsteps of those devotees of Vrindavan, Raga Nuga Bhakti. So followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they end up in Vrindavan because they are following in the footsteps of residents of Vrindavan. Of course, we always chant the names of Radha Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare. And there's Radha Krishna there, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna, Hare Radhe. Yes. So by chanting these names, cultivate all the humility. Krishna is testing us all the time. He's watching us all the time. And he just wants to see pure, unalloyed devotion. Devotee has for him, for Krishna. That person is allowed the entrance, association unto his abode. What has been presented to us by Srila is the topmost thing. Of course, we produced all this from Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarpita Chiram Charit Karunaya Avatiranau. In this Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared kindly Samarpitum in order to do what? Unnata ujjvala rasam. Unnata ujjvala ras. Unnata ujjva. Unnata. The topmost. And there's ujjval, brilliant ras. Ras. And that is the madhu. Sri Radhika Madhavayorapa Suryala गुणरूपनाम्नाम् अस्वादनलोलुपश्वन्दे गुरु चरणारविन्दम्. Our acharyas are not, they get together. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do with Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar, always hearing about Krishna, Radha, Krishna. Of course, Krishna wants to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here, he wants to hear about Krishna. Radha, Krishna, Radha, Radha, and Pratikshana, Asvadana, Lolupasya. So from that, in the parampara and all the way up to Srila Prabhupada and then his books, and this is a whole another realm, another dimension. Started, of course, with Madhvendra Puri. He was specialized in this Madhurya Leela. And that is where we branched off from Talacharya. Madhvacharya line exists, and we also exist. Where do we get Puri? And like that. So added dimension, Madhurya Leela, Guna Rupa Naam Naam, which is of top kind. There is nothing, there's nothing higher, nothing superior. So this has been offered to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada and his books, the Prema Pradayate. And in our possession in this world is calm and the counter substance in the spiritual sky, the prem. The shadow of that is calm in this material. So more we get prem, more come free from calm, free from lust. So kind of prem, this Madhurya Leela, This Madhurila pastimes, as prescription, the acharya, who acts like a doctor, and then he gives the medicine. As one takes this medicine, kama rog, then one becomes, by taking this dose, hearing in Krishna book and authorized from authorized persons in recommended amount of dose works for you, may not work for someone else or for me at different level. So if they take the right kind of doses, this one completely from the calm. And this kind of provision, this kind of medicine available, this ISKCON shop, center, ISKCON place, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place. This kind of complete dose of prem and different prem, this prem, dasya prem, this other kya prem, vatsalya prem, and madhurya prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dialogue, there's a gradations, one higher than Manandrai mentioned, the Radha Krishna prem, Radha Krishna Leela, that prem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu satisfied. Yes, yes, that's not that is it. Otherwise you're saying, hey, ho, bhai here. Kaho. Hey, this is external. Say more. Say more. Say more. Vendra Puri, not Madhura, Ramanandra, I said, Radha Krishna Madhurya Leela. Oh, stopped. Okay, so that topmost thing has been handed down all the way to us. And so like that, Lakshmi, she was performing austerities and purification, comfort, yes. But one thing she was not giving up was this pride. And as a result, not able. So we also have the opportunity to enter. And things which have not worked out for luck, we should learn from others' mistakes. Placing herself in that position. This is Lord's pastime. Glaring. Here, look at Lakshmi. Look, look. For a long time she did this. Didn't work. Fine. Wrong. And improve. Do it differently. And that is the surrender, false pride. Of course, this the supreme thing in this regard, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Yadapi Sunishena Tari Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena. Then, very possible, always doing kirtan. And kirtan only, you pick up a kol kartal and chant, dance. That is also done, meaning glorification of the Lord. And Radharas Bihari temple was being built and Prabhupada was staying. Proposed, Srila Prabhupada, we should maybe get a Asian town or some distance away. There's a lot of noise, sounds, this, that, what. And Prabhupada said, I'm not distant. For him, he said, this is like a music to my ears. This is music, this is nice. Prabhupada considered even those sounds they were as some kind of kirtan was going on. Throwing rocks. That was kirtan. The vairagya. How much you could extend kirtan. Even that could be kirtan. So this is not a limit. These printing presses, bhakti, right in front of the deity. He had his printing press so that deity could see the priest. He had placed the printing machine, could see. And all the sounds were there, and those sounds were described as the Brihad Mradanga, or the books were coming out, and that was Brihad Mradanga. Your Mradanga, you could hear a few blocks down the road. One, and you could hear far and everywhere. So kirtan in ISKCON, popular. I'm going out on sankirtan. Where is your mradang? No. I have books in the bag. Distribute books. This is sankirtan. Of course, then some started distributing candles. And that also became some kind of distribution. No scandal, but candle. Candle, sankirtan. Glorification of the Lord is kirtan, kirtaniya sada, which includes lots of devotional service that we perform this way or that way, different ways. And this niya sada hari, and the tranadapi suni, okay, is tarorapi sahish, taken care of. What about manina and manade? When this is done, then the result is equal to what? This results in kirtaniya sadahari, all the time kirtan. And with this kirtan, as we perform, then there's a mama janmani, janmani shware. I do not even care, of course, for another birth or births. Every birth, I just care for your ohaituki, that's the point. Ohaituki, devotional service. Asti bhaktir bhagavat akinchana, few verses before through this. And akinchana, Prabhupada is translating that as it. So unmotivated. I mean, it's deliver discourse and say this, but really the point of making our devotional service unmodest, and he could grab us, be with him. I thought this would be done when I was a new bhakta at Juhu temple. Service was to go beg door to door. Services. Bhiksham Dehi, Tandulam Dehi, give me for life. Prabhupada was sending us to. Rice was not available in the free market, so we had to beg it. So sometimes some people would ask a question like, oh, have you seen, you're always talking, or you're talking now, but have you seen Krishna? Then I used to maybe not say every time to everybody, but in my mind, I used to, come on, give us, take a break, give a break or something. And give me at least 6 months, 2 years. You ask me, have you seen? Then, yes, I'm going to say, yes, I've seen him. The right to speak to you. So I was thinking this 2 years. home work, and I would be saying the Lord, and then I could speak. So more than few months or few years, and we still wonder, where is Krishna? Where? Hey Radhe Braja Devi Ke Chalalite. Of course they were Goswamis. And they were running here, there. Are you over the hill? Are you on the bank of Jamuna? Where are you? For them, wherever they were, Krishna was with them. Wonders, where is he? Where are you? Where are you? You're taking. So I was thinking it was easy task, but task. You give up this, give up that. Utility principle. More things to give up. To give up what? Give up puja, tap, and, love, and these are even more. There is some rocks in the water, little pebbles, talk, and pick them up. Okay. You can get rid of some rock pebbles, but what if the water is kind of sugar solution? Water is genius material. Huh? Can't separate those things from water. Then it's harder to get. Can you pick up with any spoon pieces of fine grains in the water? So get rid of some things is easy. Some more things we need to get rid of. And so this is, of course, we have, Prabhupada gave us one lifetime. Athaki! Any questions? Okay, how? We're at least 1 hour behind. Jai Gopinande Hari Hari Bol Radha Gopinath Ki Jai Radha Ki Jai Iskan Chaupati Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nidhai Gaur Prem